Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has decided how to split Measure O sales tax revenue between roads and bus transit, with transit not getting as much of a share as some supervisors and public commenters lobbied for. Compromise prevailed at the April 22nd board meeting as supervisors unanimously voted to have 85% of Measure O revenue go to improving roads. The countywide sales tax was approved by voters last November, and although the dual purpose was part of the measure, shares of revenue weren't specified. Revenue from Measure O will be significant. The 1% sales tax increase is expected to generate $24 million in annual revenue. An ad hoc committee comprised of Supervisor Steve Madrone, Supervisor Mike Wilson, and representatives of several agencies recommended 86% of Measure O for roads. The 14% for transit is the average of what committee members supported. During a public comment period, Colin Fisk of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities, CRTP, said the transit share should be at least 20%, and even then road spending will be exponentially greater.
Adding 20% of Measure O revenue to transit with the remaining 80% to roads would still result in 8.5 times as much money being spent on roads as transit. So even at that 20% figure, roads will get a lot more money, or you might say be more highly valued by the county than public transit. Of course, you can point out that more people drive than ride the bus in this county, and that's true partly because we have not invested enough in our transit system, but a lot of people do rely on the bus. At least 36,000 people in the county, that's 27% of the population, don't have driver's licenses, for example.
Arcata resident and CRTP board member Peggy Martinez, who advocates for the blind, also lobbied for a 20% transit share, saying, quote, "There are many of us who do not drive, and there are very valid reasons for not driving." Environmental Protection Information Center Executive Director Tom Wheeler described himself as using Humboldt Transit Authority bus transit, quote, "for a significant portion of my transportation needs." He said the authority starts each year with a budget shortfall, and a 20% transit share will make the agency solvent.
What is the structural deficit that we keep hearing about? So $4 million a year in the red at the beginning of the year that they have to fill through other sources. And they've done a fantastic job historically of filling that through other sources. This 14% number that the subcommittee came to is relatively arbitrary. I think the board should figure out an amount that would cover that $4 million hole. And that is roughly 20%. And so, like other speakers, I'm in favor of 20% going to transit. I think that that is fair and equitable. I'm also a Eureka resident. I'm now paying 10.25% sales tax. Almost all of my trips in my life are on city streets or Caltrans maintained streets. I very rarely use county maintained streets. Lots of Eureka residents are like me too in that respect. By funding transit, we at least make this a little bit more equitable.
Supervisors debated various funding structures, making and amending various motions. Madrone's motion for a 19% transit share, with 1% shaved off to cover administration of roads project funding, didn't get support from Supervisor Rex Bone and Board Chair Michelle Bushnell. The Measure O split will be done under a 5-year spending plan, and Bushnell said the shares can be renegotiated after the county catches up on some fast accumulating road maintenance.
I do strongly advocate for that our roads are in such dire need, and plus we have a $7 million deficit over there. And if we could just really in the spirit give it to the transit 15% and have the, I'd be okay with the rollover not going to the CAO, but just let the rest of it try to make up the deficit in our roads and to fix our roads. And then 5 years from now, we'll have another shot at trying to fix it and give it more to transit. And maybe by then our roads will be in much better shape and we can give 20% or 25% to transit to up them. I just really, really, really have to advocate that we're in a mess in the roads department.
Bone said he gets more calls by far about the condition of county roads than transit. And during a staff presentation, supervisors were told that the county has $5 million worth of road pavement needs over the next decade, and Humboldt County has some of what the presentation described as the worst pavement conditions in the state. After debate and negotiation, a successful motion emerged to approve an 85-15 roads transit split. The motion included several conditions, including a non-binding target of using 5% of the roads funding for complete streets projects that facilitate walking, biking, and public transit. The motion gained unanimous approval, which Majone described as an example of the board's commitment to, quote, find common ground with each other. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.